The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Virginia lost a lot of seniority when the new Congress was seated earlier this month. So now 12-term Republican Congressman Bob Goodlatte is the Commonwealth's most senior member. As chair of the Judiciary Committee, he's spearheading the GOP's efforts on immigration. At a Christian Science Monitor breakfast with reporters, he laid out his to-do list, which includes an attempt to unwind the president's move to keep some 5 million undocumented workers in the country.
So we've got to focus our efforts first on stopping the president's action, second on enforcement, third on legal immigration reform.
With the Republicans now in charge of both the House and the Senate, Virginia lawmakers are hoping they can force the White House to lift its moratorium on drilling off Virginia's coast. Freshman Northern Virginia Republican Congresswoman Barbara Comstock says it's on the top of her agenda.
You know, offshore drilling has always been something that we wanted to, you know, use that dedicated money. That was something in Virginia we passed a law for. But, you know, I know we want to look at a lot of different options and how we, you know, can find that revenue.
Comstock expects energy policy to dominate the agenda, starting with the GOP effort to build the Keystone XL pipeline in the Midwest.
I think it's important for our energy independence as well as for jobs.
But the Commonwealth's newest Democratic Congressman, Don Beyer, also from Northern Virginia, strongly opposes the effort.
I do think symbolically it's very important, though, that we have to move in a very constructive direction on climate change, on reducing our investment in fossil fuels, on increasing our investment in all the alternatives, including efficiency. So, if nothing else, a very clear no vote on Keystone and probably a presidential veto will say that America is determined to be a climate change leader in the world.
Virginia Republican Congressman Rob Whitman was able to pass legislation last year to increase coordination for Chesapeake Bay cleanup between the six states it touches and the District of Columbia. He says he wants to continue that effort.
I want to make sure, too, that we are addressing some of our natural resource issues. We got our Chesapeake Bay Accountability and Recovery Act through the last Congress. There are more things I think that we can do to refine the effort to clean up the Chesapeake Bay, so we'll be putting some legislation in to do that.
As for Virginia's military installations and contractors, Whitman says the delegation is united in protecting the state's proud military tradition.
We want to make sure, too, that we are doing everything we can to get our nation's defense back on track as far as properly funding it and properly directing what we need to do.
With the nation's debt at $18 trillion, former economics professor and now Republican Congressman Dave Bratt says he's hoping to use his perch on the Budget Committee to call for entitlement reforms.
The other side in politics will say, hey, you know, you're threatening these programs. They're threatened. They're insolvent. And some of these are insolvent as of 2016.
Then there's roads, bridges, and trains. Northern Virginia Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly says even though a long-term solution evaded lawmakers last year, he's hoping lawmakers can tackle it soon.
But we've got to have a multi-year transportation infrastructure bill. We've got to find a way to finance it. And frankly, given the low prices of gasoline right now, this is a great moment for us to index for inflation, the gas tax, without doing any harm, frankly, to commuters. And it'd be a tragedy, frankly, if we squandered that opportunity, because it may not be here for that much longer.
Virginia's lawmakers have a long to-do list, and they're optimistic at the start of this new Congress. Now we'll have to wait and see if the 114th Congress can find more common ground than the last Congress, which was the second least productive in the nation's history. I'm Matt Laszlo.